Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
These days, Laura, more and more shoppers are shopping with their minds as well as their wallets. Because it's important these days, I think, more and more people are learning and discovering to think about what you're buying. Think about where it comes from. And most importantly, think about how it affects the earth. Because some of the decisions we make can really have big effects. Maybe not if one person buys it, but if millions of people buy something, it can have a big effect on the earth in terms of pollution, in terms of the workers who are making it getting paid fairly, and in terms of protecting the future of our planet, and of course protecting the people who live on it.
Right, and that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. Fair trade, right?
Fair trade. That's right. It's been around for more than 10 years now.
Ooh.
A lot of famous people have gotten behind it. People like Bono from U2.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Uh-huh.
He used to put the fair trade sign on his hand all the time. I don't know if he still does that, but for a few years he was doing that. Just trying to get people to think and be a little more aware of what you're buying, where it comes from, who the money's going to, and maybe the better decisions that you can make when you go shopping that can have good effects on the planet and not bad effects. So let's find out about fair trade, leveling the playing field.
Reading. Fair trade. Leveling the playing field. Millions of people start their day with an expensive cup of coffee made from Latin American beans. Later in the day, they may snack on a chocolate treat made from West African cocoa. Unfortunately, the workers who provided the raw materials for these things are often paid unreasonably low wages for their efforts. However, a program called Fair Trade is changing that. Fair Trade is a movement that aims to raise the living standards of poor workers. The idea is to set up a trading partnership between consumers and those who produce their goods based on transparency and respect. Consumers willingly agree to pay more money for products so these workers can better provide for their families. Yet consumers also benefit, because fair trade products are usually high-quality goods. The concept of fair trade was developed in the 1940s and 1950s by religious groups and those interested in helping the working poor. Many believed that it was better to raise workers' wages than to simply give financial aid. The movement grew slowly at first, but became more widespread in the 1980s when a product marking system was developed.
Okay, so millions of people all around the world, hey, millions of people probably in Taiwan, I would say, start their day with an expensive cup of coffee made from Latin American beans. Yes, people love their coffee. It's very common, of course, to drink coffee with your breakfast. That's why we say people start their day with
it.
Right? Breakfast, that's how you start your day. An expensive cup of coffee made from Latin American beans. Now, Latin America is that kind of skinny part that joins North America and South America. So when you think of Mexico, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, those countries, that's Latin America. And of course, Honduras, Nicaragua, these are two countries that are famous for their excellent coffee.
Nice.
Not cheap, though.
当我们用 millions of, 虽然字面上有着好几百万这样的意思, 这口语我们也可以用来表示 many, many, lots of. Mm. So many that you can't count. For example, you can say, I have millions of things to do today. 我今天有好多事情要做，都做不完。OK, 所以它可以用来比喻很多很多数不清的意思。那不过要注意哦，如果是数字来讲的话，比如说 1 million, 2 million, 注意不可以在 million 后面加 S 哦。OK, so don't add an S after a number, like
no.
$1 million, we don't say, or $2 million, don't right. say 2 millions, okay?
Exactly, right.
OK, 那我们今天提到的是很多人一大早就是醒来的时候，当然就需要这个哇，非常一个非常昂贵的这个咖啡。那这个咖啡是来自于哪里呢？就是拉丁美洲的这个咖啡豆所熬成的，所以一大早就需要这个咖啡来这个提提神啦，然后配早餐吃。然后呢 ，later in the day,、mm-hmm. what do they do?
Well, later in the day, they may snack on a chocolate treat.Maybe a chocolate bar, some candy,、
right.
some chocolate candy, something like that.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, that chocolate may be made from West African cocoa.、
Mm.
That's right. Cocoa are the beans. They grow in a tree in a big pod. And they take those, they add some sugar, add some milk. Boom! You got chocolate. But the cocoa is the main part of it. And a lot of that comes from West Africa, from Ghana, from Ivory Coast, Nigeria.Places like that.
Okay.
Right.
那接着刚刚我们提到是早上嘛。那如果可能到了比较晚一点，像下午的时候呢，他们可能就会想要来点点心，是不是？那就会吃一些像是巧克力糖啦，或者是巧克力 bar. Okay. 就是一条的巧克力糖的意思。Okay. 那可是这个糖巧克力是从哪里做呢？可能是从这个西非，来自西非的可可。OK, 可可粉啊之类所做的。那其中我们刚刚提到的 snack on,、
mm.
OK, usually we use snack as a noun.
It's
okay,
a snack.
Right.
I want to buy a snack at the store.
Snack、right. 通常有这个点心啊、mm-hmm. 零食这样的意思。不过当做动词来用的话，就像今天的课文呢 ,snack on something, 就是表示吃点心这样的意思啦，或是吃什么东西吃很快。I like to snack on donuts.
Oh,、
Yummy.
Those are good things to snack on. I like to snack onCheese and crackers.
Nice.
All right. Now, we should mention snacks and snakes.
Yeah, of course. A lot of people may mispronounce these two words.
That's right.
要注意哦，我们的点心不要讲成蛇啦。
I was so hungry, I had a snake after lunch.
It could be a gummy snake, you know, like one of those gummy bears.
Well, you can like eating snakes, but I don't think they sell them at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I looked.
没错 ,snack 呢就是点心呢或是零食它是个短母音 snack, 可是 snake 它是一个长母音 long vowel versus short vowel.
That's okay, right.
不要搞错咯 ,OK.
So snack should sound like black.
Exactly.
Or back or train track. That's what we're talking about today. Snacks, okay? Snacks and coffee. We have these things all the time. What's the big deal, you're thinking? Yeah, so what? I like snacks. I like coffee. Who cares? Unfortunately, think about this. The workers, those workers in Latin America who pick the coffee beans,
mm-hmm.
or the workers in Africa who get the cocoa for your chocolate,
mm-hmm.
These workers who provided the raw materials, the coffee, the cocoa, for these things are often paid unreasonably low wages for their efforts. They're paid very little money, and they work really hard for it, so some big company can make millions of dollars. So it's unreasonable how low their、
right.
pay is. Something reasonable is okay. You can accept it.、
Mm.
Yeah, that's okay, you know. So, for example, if you...work at a simple job in a McDonald's, you、
mm-hmm.
might think, you know, 100 NT or 120 NT an hour, that's okay.、
Mm-hmm.
If they said, we're going to give you 5 NT to work for one day, you'd say, that's unreasonably low. That's like、
mm.
crazy. That's too low. I can't accept that. And when we talk about pay, we often talk about a wage.、
Mm.
Your wage is basically what you get paid,especially if you're getting paid by the hour, right? So an hourly job, like in a store, at a fast food restaurant, you would get a wage. And if it's much lower than you really should get, that's not fair. It's unreasonably low, that wage.、
Mm.所以没错，刚刚我们有提到，哇，早上我们起来可能喝咖啡，或是像我们可能吃的巧克力，可大家有没有去思考，这些都是谁提供给我们呢？其实呢，像是这些 raw materials, 就是他们的原料呢，都是有非常辛苦的 workers, 就是工人，他们去采集的。所以呢，大家有没有想到，假设他们今天很辛苦工作，可是他们得到的 wage, 就是酬劳，非常的不合理的 低 unreasonably low, 就是 unreasonable, 通常就是不合理这样的意思。那我们把它变成副词，就是 unreasonably， 就是非常不合理的低的这样的酬劳的话，那这样子呢，其实就是非常的不公平，也对他们也非常的不好。OK， 那其中呢，刚刚麦凯提到了 wage 这个字哦，它有着酬劳的意思。那通常可能是给像是按时薪的这样的工作的人。那如果像是我们是领月薪的话，我们则会用另外一个字，就是 salary，S A L A R Y。
Now, of course, this is not fair for people, right? If they're not getting paid what they should for their job. However, a program called Fair Trade.
Fair Trade.
That's right. Fair Trade is changing all of that.
Okay.
Changing that idea. What is Fair Trade? Well, Fair Trade is a movement. It's a new idea that aims to raise the living standards of poor workers. Give those people who work in Latin America and Africa who don't have a lot of money, don't have a comfortable life,Give them a little bit more. Now we're not talking about buying them all a Ferrari and putting them in a giant new house, but just give them enough to raise their kids, send them to school, have enough money for food and medicine and the things that they have, the things that they need. That's the aim. To aim to do something, this is what you want to do. This is your goal.
Mm-hmm.没错 ,OK, 我们提到的是 fair trade, 就是公平贸易。它是一个有组织的社会运动，所以我们就称它为公平贸易的运动哦。OK, 所以是我们这里有看到 aim to do something。通常如果我们提到 aim 这个字就是目标。以什么为目标？那但是你也可以用表示致力于什么什么东西。所以呢，他们就是想要以什么为目标提升贫穷劳工的生活品质这样子的目标。因此呢，就有了这样子的公平贸易的运动啦。
All right, the idea of fair trade is to set up a trading partnership between consumers and those who produce the goods based on transparency and respect. So this is the idea.Of it. It's to set up, it's to organize or plan a trading partnership. A partnership is when two or more people are working together. Okay, so the people growing the cocoa are selling it to the people who make the chocolate bars, and then they move that on to you and me who buy and eat the chocolate bars. So it's all a chain. It's like a road between the fields in Africa and the 7-Eleven where we buy our chocolate. And what is the goal here? It's to produce goods.Based on transparency and respect. Goods, things you buy. If you buy some shoes or a hat, a chocolate bar or a car, these are goods, okay? Things that you go and spend your money on. Now, it's about transparency. Everyone knows what everyone gets paid. And respect, right? We have to respect the workers because if they weren't working hard in the fields, we wouldn't have any chocolate to buy. And a lot of people would be sad about that. So...We should pay them fairly for doing all of that hard work.
没错，刚刚其实我们看到好多的这个片语还有单字，像是其中的 set up 就有着建立或是创立的意思，而 partnership 其实就有着合伙关系或是合作关系，甚至于呢也可以用来表示合资合伙公司。Goods 当然就是指商品啦，货物这样货。品这样子的意思哦，这其实公平贸易呢，其实就是要让我们消费者 ，OK， 我们付的钱，以及呢这些工人他们非常努力要去produce 要去制作一些商品的这样子的一个价钱，他们必须呢要是建立于在什么上面 ，transparency 就是透明化，还有 respect 就是我们要尊重这些人他们非常辛苦的工作，我们不能压榨他们，不能给他非常低的酬劳这样子的意思哦。But we have to stop here for a while because set up is actually our shortcut for you phrase.
Yes, it is.
So let's find out more about this phrase.
Let's do that.
Shortcut for you.
Whoa, what's all that money for? Are you going to buy me something?
No. I'm counting it because I've saved up this money.
Yeah, what for?
I'm going to set up my own business in town.
Wow, you have your own business. How come I didn't know that?
No, not yet. To set up something means to create something.
I get it. Set up is 建立设立
Right. I am just getting started. I want to set up my dream business.
I didn't know you have a dream business.
Well, I'm going to set up my own dog training school.
That sounds great. What will they learn?
Mostly how to sit.
Okay, so the idea is that consumers, people like us, who buy the chocolate, buy the coffee, we willingly agree. We say, okay, we will pay more money for these products so the workers in Africa and Latin America, all over the world, can better provide for their families. So you might pay, 100 NT for a fancy chocolate bar instead of 85 NT. You know that you're doing that. You know that it costs a little bit more than the cheap chocolate, but you're happy to do it because you feel good about it. Why do you feel good? You're helping other people by spending a little bit more money for something you don't really need. It's a chocolate bar. You don't need it. You're buying it because you like it. So pay a little bit more, help someone else out. Then you eat the chocolate, you get fat, but you feel happy about it.
That's better than
getting fat and feeling sad about it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay, that's a really good theory.
Well, you can exercise and not get fat, but I'm saying you don't have to worry about that. Eat the chocolate and feel good.
没错，所以其实我们现在消费者呢，有时候呢，我们其实是 willingly agree to pay more。事实上，我们是自愿说多花一点钱来帮助这些很辛苦的这个劳工者，因为呢，这样子呢，他们才有足够的酬劳，可以怎么样 ？Better provide for their families， 才可以抚养。OK， 他们的家人。这里的 provide for 注意哦，一般我们 provide 是提供的意思，在这里 provide for 有着抚养这样子的意思哦。所以只要付多一点钱，虽然感觉好像像刚刚 Mike 所说，如果我们付100块跟85块比，好像多了一点钱，但是我们是在帮助这个世界不同角落的这些很辛苦的劳工们。
Now, it's not just that the workers who are going to get help by this. We will get help by this, too. Oh. Of course, you'll feel better about it. But there's another thing that's good for us. Consumers, that's us, also benefit because fair trade products are usually high-quality goods. They're not going to be charging you more money for a bad product. They're going to make sure that product is a good product. So if you're paying a little bit more for it,Don't worry, because it's going to be better. If you're buying clothes, they'll last longer. If it's chocolate or coffee, it's probably healthier for you and doesn't have, chemicals and nasty stuff in it. So it's good for everybody.
那其实也不用担心，我们消费者同样也会受惠哦。Benefit 在这里是当作动词来用哦，因为通常这些商品呢都是非常高品质的 high quality goods.The concept of fair trade was developed in the 1940s and 1950s by religious groups and those interested in helping the working poor.
Okay,
what does the word concept mean?
A concept is kind of like an idea or an early plan or an early idea. This is where the basic idea came from back in the 1940s and 50s. Of course, it's changed since then, but that's kind of the seed of where it started.
Concept 就是概念啦，或是思想这样的意思哦。Now, many believe that it was better to raise workers' wages than to simply give financial aid.
Exactly.
Okay, so financial 就是这个金融上的，比如说像是 aid 协助啦。Okay, 那另外呢，其实刚刚提到就是薪水要加高，其实一般如果我们要讲加薪，在职场上我们要用 pay rise 这样子来表示。
Now, the movement, this idea of fair trade, it grew slowly at first in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but became more widespread in the 1980s when a product marking system was developed. Okay, widespread means it became much more common. It kind of spread around the world to many new countries. And they developed this fair trade sign that they would put on your product so that you, the shopper in the supermarket, can choose, which are the fair trade products you might want to buy.
OK， 那渐渐呢，本来一开始比较慢了，去推广这样子的一个运动，但是渐渐就比较 widespread， 比较广泛了。而且呢，他们也有了一个 product marking system， 就是商品检验的标示。OK， 那我们在这里停一下，因为接下来就是我们的 For You Chat。
All right.
For You Chat.
So, Mike, are you interested in buying any fair trade goods? Why or why not?
Yes, I am, and I do.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
Okay, me too.
I do because I want to support the little guy. It's a small planet we live on, and there's billions of people. But when you think about it, we're all in it together.
Exactly.
And I believe in something called karma. I believe that if you do a nice thing for another person, someday a nice thing will happen to you. So, it's just a way of kind of...paying it forward,
trying to
do something good for someone else. Plus, you get a good product, and you get to feel good about shopping and going to the supermarket. Why not? There you go. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow, I think, when we're going to learn more about fair trade.
Definitely.
Sounds like a fair trade. Come back then.
Fair trade. Leveling the playing field. Millions of people start their day with an expensive cup of coffee made from Latin American beans. Later in the day, they may snack on a chocolate treat made from West African cocoa. Unfortunately, the workers who provided the raw materials for these things are often paid unreasonably low wages for their efforts. However, a program called Fair Trade is changing that. Fair Trade is a movement that aims to raise the living standards of poor workers. The idea is to set up a trading partnership between consumers and those who produce their goods, based on transparency and respect. Consumers willingly agree to pay more money for products so these workers can better provide for their families. Yet consumers also benefit, because fair trade products are usually high-quality goods. The concept of fair trade was developed in the 1940s and 1950s by religious groups and those interested in helping the working poor. Many believed that it was better to raise workers' wages than to simply give financial aid. The movement grew slowly at first, but became more widespread in the 1980s when a product marking system was developed.
Vocabulary Review.
Unreasonably. This store has unreasonably high prices, so I won't buy anything here. Wage. Tommy's wages are low, so he doesn't spend much money. Partnership. Our two companies created a partnership and now sell each other's products. Goods. This store has many goods, including food, clothes, and cooking tools. Concept. The concept of tipping waiters at restaurants is more common in the U.S. Financial. Amy needs financial help to keep her small business open.